I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 8th, 2019. NVIDIA has joined Epic Games as a six-figure donor to the Blender Foundation. Following the news back in July that Epic had awarded them $1.2 million in cash, the Blender Foundation has now announced that NVIDIA will be supporting them at their patron level of sponsorship. This means an annual donation of at least 120,000 euros. The additional funds will pay for two more developers to work on the project and will help take the foundation's revenues ever closer to their target of supporting 20 full-time developers. The Open Cybersecurity Alliance has been launched with the goal of tackling a fragmented cybersecurity landscape. Initially brought together by IBM and McAfee, a new alliance of 18 cybersecurity companies has been founded under the umbrella of the OASIS Consortium, with the aim of easing interoperability and the sharing of data between enterprise security products. IBM's Jason Kierstead summarized the alliance's goals, saying, "The mission of the Open Cybersecurity Alliance is to create a unified security ecosystem where businesses no longer have to build one-off manual integrations between every product, but instead can build one integration to work across all based on a commonly accepted set of standards and code." Thunderbird developers are planning to integrate support for OpenPGP messaging. By the time of the release of Thunderbird 78 next summer, the project's due to have completed its migration to a new codebase that will no longer support classic extensions. One of the most popular add-ons that will be impacted by this change is Enigmail, which allows you to use OpenPGP to encrypt and digitally sign your email. Not wanting to lose this functionality, the Thunderbird team are now planning to build OpenPGP support directly into the email client, and are doing so with the help of Patrick Brunschwig, who has been developing and maintaining the current Enigmail add-on for many years. And finally today, if you're waiting for the PlayStation 5 or Atari VCS, well, there's good news and bad. Starting with the good, Sony has announced that the PlayStation 5 will be landing in time for the holidays next year. And further details about the console also emerged in a Wired post today, which we'll have linked in the show notes. But if you're a retro gaming fan who's been waiting to get their hands on the much-delayed Atari VCS, an investigation by the Register will make for grim reading. Alleging corner-cutting and poor decision-making by the owners of Atari's intellectual property, the report also claims that the main external contractor has quit after not being paid, further putting the project in jeopardy. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/22.